Can I ask a question? What the heck is going on with President Biden's mute button? I mean, how is it that you have live streams and at the very moment the president decides to go off script, he deviates just a little, boom, live stream goes out. It's over, folks. It's over. Show's over. We're not showing you anything else. I mean, it does make you wonder, right? Because this has happened a couple times. It just makes you wonder. I mean, technical difficulties. I get it. Blinken was asked about it in a hearing just this week. And well, he said, I don't know. I mean, there's no explanation for it, right? Technical difficulties. Look, I don't know as the American people are buying it. I'm being, you know, somewhat facetious here. I'm sort of kidding, but it does call into question just exactly what's going on. I mean, who's in charge? It's a fair question to ask when you find out that you got generals working behind the scenes, making phone calls to China because they feel like it's their duty and well within the scope of their job. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Trish Regan Show. It is so good to have you here. I am Trish. A reminder, go to trishintel.com. Sign up for my newsletter. You'll get all the news that we are covering every single day. Economics, politics, markets, and this podcast. Do make sure you like the video, share it with your friends, and make sure you subscribe to the channel. Anyway, I want to talk a little more about this Milley thing because it's pretty wild. I mean, he came out yesterday afternoon and basically confirmed it, right? We were saying, oh, alleged, and, you know, did Woodward get his reporting right? And it turned out, according to his office anyway, I'm going to share with you his statement or the office's statement that, yeah, this is what he did because apparently he has these calls. It's within his scope of duty, shall we say, in keeping. That was the language they used. In keeping with his duties. I'm sorry, but you know what? Why do we have a president? Why do we have a secretary of state? Why does anybody vote for president if the general is the one that's actually making the final decisions and would actually undermine the president and his authority? I mean, that's pretty wild. Right? It's so wild that Alexander Vindman, who is no friend, shall we say, of the former president, he was a big critic. Don't forget the whole Ukraine phone call. He was the key witness in all of that. He's now saying that this is totally unacceptable. I mean, he can't believe it either. He said, quote, if it is true, because no one can quite believe that a general would actually do something like this and really just step over so many various chains of command, right? I mean, if anybody ought to understand its chain of command, it would theoretically be a general. Anyway, they said, Vindman said, if it is true, this is true, General Milley must resign. He usurped civilian authority, broke chain of command, and violated the sacrosanct principle of civilian control over the military. Extremely dangerous precedent. You bet it's an extremely dangerous precedent because if that's what the military is doing, then again, it makes the president obsolete. And therefore it makes us, right, that vote for the president, Americans, kind of obsolete. Anyway, nobody could quite believe it, right? I mean, everybody said, this is if he got the reporting right. Even President Trump was like, well, I'm not so sure, you know, because by the way, General Milley knew what the president was thinking in terms of China. And he said, gosh, he would have no reason to think that I would do something like that. But apparently he called up his Chinese counterpart and per the Bob Woodward report in his new book said, you know what? You guys don't have to worry about anything. We're not going to attack you. If the president were actually feeling like he might, you know what? I'm going to call and let you know first. Well, his office released a statement yesterday afternoon saying, and I quote, his calls with the Chinese and others in October and January were in keeping with these duties. They're talking about his duties and responsibilities, conveying reassurance in order to maintain strategic stability. And according to the office, the calls were all coordinated and communicated with the Pentagon. So apparently the Pentagon's running everything. I mean, we talk about deep state, right? And, you know, it's considered fringe and a conspiracy theory, but you saw some evidence of it, did you not, with Donald Trump? Because the entire system resisted him so badly. I mean, clearly resisted him so badly to the point where the general is calling up China. Well, this gives, I think, new credence to that. And it leaves people sort of saying, but wait. And people should be asking a lot of questions right now, because if Millie is dictating what goes down with China, if Millie has the ability to say, okay, if we strike China, and if we were to strike China, why would the military intervene in that process if that was a decision that was made? Right? I mean, again, you have a chain of command. And I know the left wants to use this and say, oh, but you know, Trump was that crazy. I'm sorry, but let's just leave Trump aside for a moment. I mean, if you can, those on the left, if they can, and think about the principle of all of this and what our government is supposed to be there for and what it stands for and why we elect people and why you have a Secretary of State. I mean, where was Pompeo? Pompeo is supposed to be the one who's doing all the diplomacy, not Millie. So you've got Millie trying to act like the diplomat and to be the final word on all this, and says, you know, if the president's going to attack you, well, I'm going to let you know first. I mean, it's wild. It's absolutely wild. And do not forget who went down for a whole lot less. None other than General Flynn. Remember General Flynn basically had a phone call because, you know, he was almost in the real job. He just hadn't walked into the office yet, right? They hadn't taken over yet. And he had a conversation with a foreign power. And the FBI decided to make a huge stink about it and launched this huge investigation, intimidated the heck out of him and his family. And so he got caught. Basically, you know, the issue ultimately was that he was not entirely truthful about what went down. But my gosh, I mean, they were really scaring him in a way that was completely targeted and completely political. And they did this because they wanted to go after Trump. They wanted anything that they could. I mean, that's another example of what you would call, shall we say, the deep state, wanting to get Flynn in that kind of trouble. I mean, it was like a century-old law that was on the books, one that they had never even been enforced in years. And yet this is what they were up to. So just think about that and put it in context, because you don't have the liberal media saying anything right now. Nobody's concerned in big media about what Millie did or didn't. I mean, they like to point out, well, Trump was that crazy that he needed to do this. Guys, slow down here, okay? Because if the tables were reversed and this were Flynn doing something with Biden, you would be going absolutely berserk. Which, by the way, brings me back to how I started this whole thing with the darn live streams going down every 2 seconds and all the technical difficulties. And Biden constantly telling us over and over. I mean, it's so repetitive. It's like, come on. Oh, I'm not supposed to do this, or I'm going to get in trouble for this, whenever he starts to talk to the reporters. And he always informs us, oh, I've been told to call on so-and-so first. Let me see. Let me check my list. Okay, this is first in line. Let me call on this one. I mean, they're managing him in a way that is just overkill. For somebody who is the president of the United States, you ought to be able to call on whatever the heck reporter you want to call on. Just look out into the sea of reporters and say, you, okay? Because you're the president. You are the president of the United States. You need to have this authority. But maybe you don't. I mean, maybe Millie is Joint Chief of Staff for a reason. Maybe Millie is the one who's really in control. I don't know. But I think that America needs to know, and we need to be asking these questions. I commend Senator Marco Rubio for demanding he should be fired. Senator Rand Paul is asking questions. I mean, the whole world needs to know, not to mention how this makes us look on the world stage. What do we have, an impotent president? Doesn't matter what the president does, because the general's going to pick up the phone and do what he thinks is right. This is really bad for the country. This is really bad for what happened in the previous administration. This is really bad for Joe Biden, who clearly doesn't have the kind of control that, frankly, a president should have. And it's bad for our reputation. And it's bad, by the way, let me just say, for you know, Americans as a whole, because we need to know that when we put somebody in office, when we elect someone to the office, They're the ones in charge. Not the generals, not the deep state, the person that Americans elect. Just a reminder, go to my website, trishintel.com, sign up for the newsletter. Make sure you like the channel, that you like the video, you subscribe to the channel, you subscribe to the podcast on my website, trishintel.com, and I will be back with you tomorrow. This story isn't going away. Mark my words, we have more questions. He's admitted that he did this. Well, that was a giant, giant overreach. It was wrong, and he needs to be fired. I'll see you tomorrow.